You're listening to Let's Talk Business, the business podcast which connects entrepreneurs from all around the world. And I'm Susan Smith, here with you today with the wonderful Camilla Christensen, mentor, stylist and author. Camilla, you're very welcome today. Thank you for talking to us here in the studio.
Thank you so much, Susan, for having me. I'm so excited to be on your wonderful radio show.
And Camilla, I'm absolutely excited to have you on the show as well, because I just think you're absolutely phenomenal. Camilla, I just have a few questions here. You are the author of 33 books. Now, that's extremely impressive. When did you write your first book and what inspired you to write it?
Yeah, it's a good question, because actually my first book was written back in, I think it was 2014, and it was actually in Norwegian, but those other 33 books are in English, and that was back in 2015 in August. So what inspired me to write books, write the first book in English, was because I knew that I wanted to write from my heart. I wanted to inspire other women to follow their big dreams, and the first book was called You Can Have It All. Because I believe women all around the world can have it all. It comes down to that you need to make a decision that you are going for it, and that you believe in yourself, that you can write a book. And if some of your listeners out there has an author inside themselves, I would say, just go for it. Just write those books now, because I have self-published my books. So you don't need to have a publisher. You can do this by yourself, because I believe everyone out there has a message, and time has come for them to step into the spotlight where they belong.
Wow, absolutely. That's so, so true. Camilla, you started out with a degree in business and commerce, and you went on to work in the corporate world. What happened during the time you were working in the corporate world that made you decide, I want to go and follow my passion?
Yeah, it's a good question, because Susan, when I first started out, I was starting out as an accountant.
Wow.
So I worked for 3 years as an accountant, and after 2 years, I was actually, bored, because I knew everything. Everything was easy for me. So I followed on with a new job and thought, okay, I want to be a consultant. Maybe that would be better for me. And then after a few years, I was good at my job, and I felt, what's the next for me now? So you can say, I am a very creative person, but when I have been working in corporate jobs, I couldn't be creative. I couldn't be myself. I had to follow the rules. I have to, suppress my creative gifts to write and to speak and to uplift and motivate. But I have always been a person who people come to me very, very easily and open up. So I felt that I want to help other women to see that they have so much more going on than go to a corporate job that you don't like. Maybe you hate it, or maybe you feel that there are so much more for you out there. And there are so much more for you out there. You don't have to be in a job that you don't feel this is your dream and this is your mission. But I am grateful for the journey, because the journey has made me to who I am today. So it's okay wherever you are today. For those women listening in and think that they can't quit their job, they can. It's a decision, and you have to plan for it, and then you can make the big leap. And if they want to start their own business or start on the side of their 9-to-5 job, whatever, everything is possible.
Well, that's actually a really good message, because one thing that's really important in life is happiness. And if you are a creative person and you're not able to express that, I think that can cause health trouble even. I think it can really have a negative effect on how a person feels if you're not able to express your creativity. So well done for moving out of the corporate world and into your world full of what you're passionate about. And Camilla, you speak on the world stage. How did you get involved in public speaking?
I just started out by seeing this as a big vision. Me stepping out into the spotlight and talking to other women to empower them to do it. And the first thing I did was to actually set up a workshop in my local city. And that was back when I worked as a stylist in my local city. I was the first stylist in my local city.
Wow.
There are only 50,000 people living in this city.
Gosh.
So it was style seminar where I teamed up with a makeup artist, and we talked about how to empower women to step into who they are, their inner and outer beauty. And for me, I was talking about how you should dress to be, how you could dress to feel good with yourself. There are small things you can do. But I felt that was the first thing. It was to speak to women about the outer beauty. But for me, those things connect together. You need to feel it on the inside, confidence on the inside. So then I've spoken in shops, local shops. I've spoken at Women's Dinner. I had spoken in London at an event-inspired stage in London. And I was very scared because my first language are Norwegian. So to speak in English has been something, what can I say, that I need to just go out there and do it. So for those are thinking that they want to speak on stages around the world, just do it and pitch yourself. But you can start in your local city. And you can start by doing Facebook live stream or Instagram live, because the world is your stage. It doesn't have to be on a big stage out there in the world. You can start from where you are, and then you can see yourself out there in the world, and then it will happen for you too.
Camilla, that's fantastic listening to you there, because it's the first time I've spoken to hundreds of people about the subject of public speaking, because a lot of people fear public speaking so much. And this is the first time anybody has said, start off with a Facebook Live or an Instagram or a Snapchat. And people don't realise that by doing a Facebook Live, that is public speaking.
Yes, definitely it is. And I think many think that it needs to be out there. You need to have everything must be perfect. But I would say start today to see yourself as a public speaker, because you are, if you are out there and showing up on a video or YouTube show or whatever, you have to see it in your mind. You have to decide that you are a public speaker, and then it will happen. So start small, then scale it up.
That's fantastic. Camilla, you wish to empower and help women across the world, which is fantastic. Do you feel that women have difficulties acknowledging their strengths?
Yes, I do. And those women I work with are very, as a mentor for them, are strong women. And many of them can't see how powerful they truly are. And as women, we are truly powerful. And as women, we need to stick together. We need to understand that there are enough success for anyone, and that anyone out there longing to become a stylist or a coach or a radio speaker, teacher, whatever, they can do it too. And don't think that it has been done before, because the world needs your special voice, your special message, the way you can speak it and the way you can teach it to people. And authors too, if someone wants to write a book, there are many books out there, but your book is not out there. So I feel that women need to understand that confidence is not something you have to sit and wait for. Confidence will not come to you. You have to just tell yourself that I am good enough now. What can I do today to be seen, to be heard? And then you just take a big, bold step out into the world, whatever it is. Just show up and trust in yourself, believe in yourself, and know that you have something amazing. You have something to share into the world, and that your message is needed out there. So women need to just step into the spotlight where they belong. Now, there is nothing to wait for. You don't have to be perfect. You don't need to know everything you need to do. Just start with listening to yourself and use your intuition, trust yourself, and then you will know what the right and the next step for you is.
Absolutely. It's kind of a case of fake it till you make it. Well, that's my personal motto. If you don't feel it, just do it. And eventually it will become normal for you. Camilla, you're the editor-in-chief for Spotlight magazine, and you've interviewed many celebrities. How do you find the time to do all that you have to do with the magazine and your business and speaking? How do you manage to get the time to do everything?
That's a very good question. It's because I also have family. I have
gosh, kids. I know.
I travel the world. I have a mother that is take care of her too. So there are, what can I say? I am pretty organized with my dreams, and I organize it the way what I ask myself, what's important for me to do today? What's important for me to do on a weekly basis? So I trust that my plan is good enough so I can go out there and do all those things that I feel called to do. In the beginning, there are many things you need to do when you are starting out and building a business, but it will be easier with time. It will be easier if you are just trusting that you can manage those things that are important for you and drop those things that you feel that you really don't want to do. For me, it's the most important stuff for me now is my magazine. And it's to sharing my message daily, it's to growing my audience, and it's to working with my fantastic mentoring clients all around the world. And speaking gigs, I do, but I see speaking gigs, I just show up and wherever I am in the world and do speaking through Facebook or Instagram and just show up with my message that way. And like this radio show, I'm very grateful to be on so I can share my message to more people out there. So you find the time if you are really passionate about something, but you also, as a woman, need to take care of yourself. Self-care is essential also. So I like to go out in nature. I live in Norway, a beautiful nature here in Norway. I love to travel the world, drink Prosecco. I'm going to Stockholm with a VIP client soon. So that's me. That's important for me to travel, to be with the kids, to have fun, to have self-care. So I would say I find time for those things that really matters for me, and those things that really don't matter, I don't think about it. It's not important for me.
Well, it sounds like you have a lovely balance there, Camilla. Can you talk to us a bit about the magazine? What is Spotlight Magazine all about?
Yes, of course, Susan. Well, Spotlight Magazine is for women who dream big. Women all around the world who wants to get in the spotlight where they belong. They have a message, they have a dream, they want to do something about it. So Spotlight Magazine is the perfect magazine if you are an inspiring entrepreneur, if you are a woman who dream big, you want to get your message out there, because you will learn from all those women that are contributors in the magazine how they did it. But it's also a magazine where you will learn how you can get the glow you need when you're getting out into the spotlight, how you can dress for success. And there are motivational quotes every month, how you can take yourself and your business to the next level, believe in yourself. It's all around that. My message is that there are enough success for everyone. I want other women to get into the spotlight where they belong. It's not only for me. There are enough success for everyone. So the magazine is to empower women to be seen, be heard, and be out there with their message.
It's fantastic. How can people subscribe to the magazine, Camilla, if you could give out some information?
Yes, they can go to spotlightmagazine.no, its website, and they will find all the magazines there, and they can subscribe, they can contribute, and they can contact me, because I'm here to help other women to step into the spotlight where they belong. With my magazine and with my website, with my message, I share it all around the world. So you can go to spotlightmagazine.no.
That's fantastic. Camilla, we're just coming up to the end of our interview. That went by really, really quickly. But what piece of advice would you offer to any woman who is starting out in business?
When you're first starting out, I would say believe in yourself. Believe in yourself every single way, every single day, and create a success mindset through reading inspiring stories, inspiring books, listening to radio shows like this, listening to other successful women, and trust that what you have is enough. And then you need to be seen. You need to be out there with your message. Trust that what you have is enough, that you are enough, and that you can do this too. Because it comes down to this. It's a decision. And it's a decision to do whatever it takes until you are there. Because you can make it. As long as you are not giving up, you can't fail.
That's wonderful. And Camilla, I just want to say, I think what you're doing for women around the globe is absolutely wonderful too. And I love the magazine. I think it's absolutely super.
Thank you so much, Susan. And you are doing amazing stuff too with your radio.
Thank you so much, Camilla. Listen, I hope that I will meet you in the near future anyway, Camilla. And thank you so much for talking to us at Ross FM today and for Anchor FM. And I hope that I get to speak to you again very, very soon.
Thank you, Susan.